Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network.
These are tough times, and they're getting even tougher. The clock is ticking. The countdown to collapse is well underway. What are you going to do about it? Will you just wait for it to happen, or will you be ready when it happens? The decision is yours and yours alone. Join myself, Mickey Fulp, Robert Ian, David Morgan, Jeff Berwick, Elijah Johnson, Alan Butler, Gregory Manorino, Daniel Amaduri, Andy Hoffman, Tekoa Da Silva, Trace Mayer, one of the world's leading Bitcoin authorities, Bix Weir, Jay Taylor, and Gary Christensen at the Liberty Mastermind Symposium in Las Vegas on February 21st and 22nd, and learn how to create your plan to survive the collapse. The last Liberty Mastermind Symposium was one of the most highly rated conferences ever, and this one promises to be even better. Don't miss it. Join us and register now at libertymastermind.us. libertymastermind.us. This one is going to be out of this world, and it's going to be even better because it's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Go to libertymastermind.us and sign up today. You are listening to the financialsurvivalnetwork.com. I'm Kerry Lutz on 1230 WBZT. President gave a speech about proposed NSA reforms. My feeling is you probably feel the same. They're more illusory than substantive. And certainly the person you're about to hear from, well, he feels the same. Mickey Fulp, you know him well, themercenarygeologist.com. Mickey, welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Kerry.
So your take on it? Anything there?
Well, it was, as usual, a bunch of doublespeak with not a lot of substance to it, as you so eloquently stated in your intro here.
Eloquence is my middle name, you know that.
it's a little bit of nothing once again, you know. War is peace, et cetera, et cetera. And we even have had one of the most liberal Democrats in the Senate from my home state of New Mexico, an Albuquerque lawyer named Martin Heinrich, now a senator, junior senator from New Mexico, is on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he issued a statement that was just scathing in regards to Obama's lack of forthrightness in this speech. You know, it reminds me a bunch of a little bit like Obama's Nobel Peace Prize speech, where he said the word war 28 times and the word peace 14 times. You know, these lawyers we seem to elect as politicians certainly are wordsmiths, or they have writers that are wordsmiths working for them. But Martin Heinrich came out and said, I take Ben Franklin's admonition that a society that trades essential liberties for short-term freedoms risks losing both. So, this is serious business here.
Hey, Mickey, let's not forget, we're not talking about phone calls here. This isn't about just phone calls. Many of us, just like we don't send letters in the mail that much anymore, we don't make as many phone calls as we used to. We send texts, we browse the internet, and you send emails far more than you make phone calls. He didn't talk about any of that. And the other thing he never addressed is the fact of what Judge Leon, who called the bulk collection of data certainly violative of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, of the Bill of Rights, he said it certainly violated it, your right against unreasonable searches and seizures. He never mentioned any of that. And that's what it's really about, is your right against wholesale collection of data, of which phone calls are a little snippet of it. It's all the other data. He never mentioned any of that. So really, phone calls are yesterday's news. That was your parents' form of communication. It's all the modern communication that takes place now. I mean, it's all a small part of it, because really, phone calls, very few people have plain old telephone service, POTS. Now it's a voice over IP. It's a form of data, and it's wholesale data collection that we're talking about. So as usual, he doesn't even talk about the right subject. And then he never really talks about what Judge Leon's holding was, is that none of this high-tech data collection has ever stopped or prevented a terrorist attack. The judge specifically held this. So he never addresses any of the issues and, of course, arrives at the wrong conclusion every single time. So we're having the wrong debate as usual.
Well, that's true. And I am certainly a person that does not use the phone very much anymore for the occasional business call or conference call. And very much I depend on text. I feel somewhat protected in the fact that I use BlackBerry Messenger, which is as secure an encrypted texting technology that you can possibly get. But certainly, I'm sure that if the U.S. government wants into that, they can get it. As opposed to most texts, it's not out there in cyberspace for ad infinitum years. But yeah, I'm very, very concerned about this. You know, the thing I think that's encouraging about is the groundswell of protest against this. And it spans from the right to the left. You know, I would think we would be looked on as conservative, libertarian, economically conservative, social libertarians, categorized as on the right side of the equation. But, you know, you have a very left-wing Democratic senator. He joined with Mark Udall of Colorado, who is a liberal senator, and Ron Wyden of Oregon, who I am not familiar with. But this is kind of the left wing of the Democratic Party. And we also have very, very left wingers like Amy Goodman, and Democracy Now! is very vociferous about this issue. So the judges so far have been on the side of the people, freedom-loving people, and we hope that we can create some groundswell support to get the surveillance stopped.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I don't know that there's any laws that are on the books that really allow this. And even if there are laws on the books, they can't be constitutional, all right? You can't tell me that every single person in the United States with a cell phone, with an internet connection, with an email address, and with a browser is a potential terrorist and therefore subject to search and seizure of their phone records, their internet records, their browsing records, and their emails. And that's what's happening. You know, you just can't tell me that that whatever laws might be on the books that allow this, which I guess mainly is the Patriot Act, that's the only one that I know of, can be constitutional. It just doesn't pass the smell test here, you know?
No, it certainly does not. And you know, I'm going to quote a guy from that predates my time even, but certainly remember in my childhood this guy on television, and that's Edward R. Murrow, and he said, a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. So it's time to quit being sheeple here and try to do something about this problem we have with an intrusive, increasingly militaristic government directed towards its own individual citizens. And we all know that socialism is the evil twin of fascism. So I fear that's the way our country is going. And we need to rise up and do something about it here.
Yeah, what do you say to the person, Mickey, who says, well, I don't do anything wrong. If you have nothing to hide, then what do you fear from this?
Well, I really do have nothing to hide. I'm vociferous about my criticism of the U.S. government. And so far, knock on wood, we apparently still have the rights of freedom and privacy and free speech. So people that seem, those are the sheeple. Those are the people that will get eaten by the government of wolves. And personally, I prefer not to be a victim in this instance.
Yeah, and that brings us, of course, to the Liberty Mastermind Symposium, where, you know, last time, the first one, you spoke eloquently about why you're a target. And if you're a target, then everybody's a target. I'm a target, you're a target, and really, look, let's face it, the way the laws are written today, you can't not commit a felony from the time you wake up and brush your teeth to the time you walk over and prepare breakfast, right? I mean, you're guilty of multiple felonies every day without even knowing it.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I'm apparently into quotations today, so I'll pull one out for you from James Madison. He said, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And that's exactly what has happened here. We are in a never-ending war against terrorism, and that is increasingly directed toward our citizens. You know, and a lot of this started actually in 1994 when Congress passed a law that post-Cold War that allowed surplus Cold War military equipment to be turned over to local police. And we see, I mean, how many SWAT situations do we have now? Someone's barricaded themselves in their house and we have a SWAT situation. And I've never quite figured out how you barricade yourself in your house. Do you go out and put mattresses against the door like the Three Stooges would do? Or exactly what constitutes barricading yourself in your own individual private residence, Gary?
Hey, just last week, Mickey, there's a guy, he's sleeping in his house. A girlfriend of his goes to the cops and says he's got marijuana plants in his house, a few of them. They proceed to go and get a no-knock warrant because evidently he presents a real threat to the country and humanity. They bust into his house. He doesn't know it's the cops. He's got an AK-47. He hears a commotion. He thinks criminals are breaking into his house. He starts shooting, and he kills a deputy. All right? Now, purportedly, he doesn't know it's a deputy because they didn't knock. They just broke down the door. And now he's being held for murder. Now, maybe they said it's the police, maybe not. Do you believe somebody who says they're the police when they're breaking down your door at 2 a.m? I don't think I'd believe him. I think I'd shoot first and ask questions later. Not that I'm growing marijuana because I am a lousy farmer. But nonetheless, you know, can you blame the guy for shooting when somebody's breaking into his house at 2 a.m?
I mean, oh, absolutely not, Kerry. And yeah, this is happening time and time again. You know, we are very active on Twitter at Mercenary Geo, and I am very much a critic of the local police and the New Mexico State Police in New Mexico, and we tweet on certainly a weekly, if almost not daily basis, some travesty of justice again that the police have perpetrated against innocent citizens with shooting people in the back and shooting them because the black plastic spoon the man had in his hand when he walked to the door of his house was thought to be a gun, etc. So this just goes on and on and on, and it's It's scary is what it is, scary.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing the Liberty Mastermind Symposium
again. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a great place where like-minded people can get together, talk about these issues, because they're not even getting discussed, certainly not in the mainstream media. You know, your website, mine, thousands of others are discussing it, but people need to meet face-to-face and really get into it and really understand what you're up against, because it's formidable. And like the title says, the clock is ticking, countdown to collapse. How much longer it goes on, nobody knows, but it certainly is cause for alarm, and you need to be prepared for it, you know, depending where you live, what you want to do, and your resources depends on what your preparations are going to be. Obviously, we all need to prepare, though, in our own way.
Most definitely, and I very much look forward to appearing at the Liberty Mastermind Symposium February 21st, 22nd. I'll throw out a little teaser. I'm one of 15 speakers. The title, tentative title of my talk, and this is predicated on the fact that my youth was very much colored by reading lots of dystopian novels, starting with Animal Farm and Brave New World and other books such as that. And the title of my talk will be The United States of America as Dystopia and the Threat of One World Government. So I invite everybody to come, and we had a lot of fun last time, and I can't wait for this to come up in about a month here.
Yeah, me neither. And you want to sign up, go over to libertymastermind.us, libertymastermind.us. Sign up for the conference, sign up for the dinner on Friday night. We've made it as economical as possible. We're in a non-gaming property, so the slot machine dings and dangs are not going to keep you up till 3 in the morning.
Yahoo!
Yeah, no drunken maniacs perusing, carousing in the hallways. I like it that way. I stopped gambling years ago. It's just going to be fun and intellectual entertainment and stimulation, which is difficult to find in Sin City. Anyway, Mickey, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. And actually, we'll probably see you there before. Well, we'll have the monthly review in about a week. So we'll talk to you, and then we'll see you in Lost Wages.
Yep, and if you're going to be in New York for the Super Bowl, I'll see you there. Go Denver Broncos.
Okay, we'll see you there. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.